A retired North Bay man who wants to convert a former church into a duplex so he can live with his sons is facing a solid wall of red tape. Now, Glenn Langlois says he's formed his own church to try and combat regulations he says are insane. The Church of Common Sense could move into the former Jehovah's Witness building on Premier Road in response to the local conservation authority, making it impossible for the retired businessman to get a permit from the city to proceed. See, retired dad's dream to build affordable housing for his kids blocked by bureaucracy. The church was built in 1984 and met regulations at the time, but in the following years, those have changed. In a nutshell, the Conservation Authority, CA, says Langlois is changing the building's use, so it must follow the new regs. They say the floor of the church is about 17 inches below where the regulations on flooding say it should be. Trouble is, the floor is a solid concrete slab with in-floor heating, and Langlois says it's impossible to raise it. While the city has been mostly cooperative, the Provincial Conservation Authority has dug in its heels and won't allow interior renovations to proceed until the new regs are met. Langlois insists the CA is taking bureaucratic red tape to an absurd level. It's a stalemate worthy of the wisdom of Solomon. Sadly, the king is no longer around to mediate, so Langlois has been lobbying members of city council and the CA board to step in and help. While he has widespread sympathy, it's been all talk, no action. Langlois claims the CA has stuck its nose in and had no right to do so. Not even any of their board members can make sense of what the new SAO is trying to impose. He says he's been asked by the board members, wondering what the CA wants him to do to resolve the impasse. I reply, ask them, as they won't tell me in writing after no less than a dozen requests. It has been suggested that I will have to raise the church 17.72 inches. This is a 4,000 square foot slab on grade church. For those of you who are not familiar with construction, that would be impossible. I have asked repeatedly for their requirements in writing. There is so much stuff going on internally in their office that some of the board members are not even allowed to speak to them. According to the NBMCA website, the church is not even on the flood plain. The CA won't budge, insisting the building is changing its use, so the new rules apply. After 4.5 weeks and an email that has 117 strings attached to it with no less than 17 different people having input, we sit here while my carrying costs continue to mount. Then one of the board members said jokingly, "You should just leave it as a church then." So, without a choice, I have registered a church called the Church of Common Sense, under a numbered company. Langlois says even to him, the idea sounds totally ridiculous, but so many have reached out to ask for help as they fight the ridiculous amounts of bureaucracy and wrongdoings by all levels of governments when they are supposed to be helping. This is not the path I wish to take, but if it is the only path I have, what other option do I have? Langlois wants a swift resolution, so Beta Day contacted CA Board Chair Michelle LaHaye of Matawan Township. She didn't appear excited to hear from us, but did say, it will be resolved, but would not offer a timeline. Once everything is done, there will be a press release that I can guarantee. We're not participating in the mudslinging contest, I'll tell you that much. SAO Carolyn Rogers returned our call asking for an update and confirmed she was trying to set up a meeting between the different parties for early next week. But time is money for Langlois. All I am asking for is common sense, and let me proceed.